the songwriting aspect of it, I really started getting more serious about writing songs when I moved to Nashville, you know, because that's what everybody does.
Yeah.
And so I co-wrote this song called Flying Colors with Kim Morrison that became, turned out to be the first song on Keith Whitley's Don't Close Your Eyes album. And then I got a T.G. Shepherd cut and a few more. I haven't had my big country hit yet, but I've gotten cuts, you know, with country artists and blues artists. And some of them have been on, you know, Grammy-winning albums, but I still haven't had a big hit as a writer. But I've been writing country and rock and blues, R&B kind of stuff. But playing and teaching takes up more of my time than writing does. I still write, but not as much. I wrote with the New Company, which was a co-pub with Chuck Neese and Warner Chappell back in the early 90s, and got to write with some great writers, John Gerard and Wendell Mobley. But I haven't been writing as much as I did in the 90s. And I did a lot of touring in Europe with different bands. I had a band called Fishheads and Rice that was kind of an R&B blues rock band. It was a really good band. David James was a lead singer, really good singer. And we played in Europe a lot. And some European country artists wanted to get me to put together a Nashville band and go over there and back them up in Germany. So I spent a lot of time playing in Europe between 89 and 95, a whole lot of time in Europe. Then in 96, we put the Box Tops back together again because the original group had broken up in 1970. And so we recorded an album in Memphis called Tear Off, or the Box Tops Tear Off. And then we started doing gigs, and I think the first gig we had after not playing in 28 years was the House of Blues in L.A., and that was fun. And we got to be a really good live band. We eventually, John Evans, the keyboard player, quit, and then Barry Walsh, for the last 10 years we were out there playing, Barry Walsh from Nashville was our keyboard player. And we'd always hire a horn section. And it was really fun. We got to be a really good live band, and we sounded like the records more than we ever did because we had the horns and everything. And it was a lot of fun. And then Alex Chilton died on St. Patrick's Day. He had a heart attack of 2010. And so that was the end of the Box Tops there, because none of us want to go out and do a Box Tops gig without Alex. So I still perform, you know, and do Gary Talley of the Box Tops, but there will never be another band that's the Box Tops, because we own the trademark after legal battles. The original members got the trademark back, so I guess I'll be the only one out there doing Box Top stuff that's an original member, unless we have some kind of tribute concert again someday or whatever.
Do you have any advice for a guitar player moving to Nashville trying to get established?
That's a pretty hard one, because the days of the studio musician making a living as a studio musician, I won't say they're over, but the name studio musician doesn't really mean anything anymore, because everybody's got a studio in their house. You know, so people who have never been inside a real studio can say they're a studio musician. So it's a different world as far as the recording. I mean, still, you know, there are people in New York and L.A. and Nashville who can make a living as a studio musician, but the number is getting so small that it's sort of a vanishing art, I guess, because everybody's got Pro Tools, and whoever the engineer is, if the engineer can play guitar, they might take 40 takes to get the good track where the studio guy could do it in one, but they don't have to pay the guy to do it. And you don't have to get it on the first track, and you've got auto-tune and you've got all this other stuff. So there's not as much of the musicians playing together in one room at the same time.
Who's out there today that you haven't played with that you would love to play with?
I've always wanted to play with Bonnie Raitt. I love the stuff Bonnie Raitt does. There's a lot of people like, I've always loved the guys in the band, you know, LeVon Helm and Robbie Robertson, that whole that whole thing. I love that. Well, as far as artists go, I've never gotten to play with Steve Winwood. I love to play with Steve Winwood. And some new artists, like I really like Adele. She can really sing. And there's some, like Joss Stone is a good new artist who can really sing. I like singers who can really sing. And I love R&B and bluesy kind of stuff. Well, like Susan Tedeschi, you know, she's married to Derek Trucks and their band. I love that, what they do. Warren Haynes, I used to play with Warren Haynes back when he was still living in Nashville. I love what he does.
Do you have any shows coming up, any events, anything new coming out, or any new instruction books or anything like that you'd like to talk about?
Well, yeah. This is one thing that I'd like to talk about is I'm starting to do house concerts now, which are really a lot of fun, and it's a new experience for me. And getting up there by yourself, and sometimes I'll do it with another person, but mostly it's just by myself, and sort of being on your own. And, you know, I'm singing and playing and doing box stop songs and songs that I wrote and instrumental songs. And I guess the intimacy of that whole house concert thing, where you can talk to people, and especially if they know your history, like a lot of people that come are Box Tops fans. And so when I do the Box Top songs, they'll bring old Box Tops 45s, you know, and get me to autograph them. And they love to hear the stories about being on the road in the 60s, you know, and meeting, like seeing Cream play and meeting Jimi Hendrix and seeing him play and the whole thing. But we toured with the Beach Boys 3 times and all kind of fun things that happened that I don't really think about, things that happened to me, and I realize how remarkable some of them were, just being in the place that I was at that time.